Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Welcome back to another week and fun. And do I say it, Bill?
Yeah, throw it out there.
Shenanigans.
There it is.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is my twin brother, Billy. Hi, Bill.
What's happening?
And our great, great friend, Clayton O'Brien.
How are you guys?
Good. Oh. Thanks for joining me. Welcome back. Another week in the books. We had Mick Conlon on the show last week.
Hopefully by the time the audience is listening to this show, they'll be toasting his victory.
Yeah, 2-0. That's right. Yeah. Be nice.
It would be nice. How's your week going? I'm very tired.
Really? I got a little bit of I don't know what, you know, I've had some things come down on me. A sore throat. Yeah. This thing that like feels like a cyst on the side of my chin.
That's not nice.
It hasn't been fun.
You went to the emergency room.
I did.
Recently.
I went to the ER on Friday. I got all freaked out.
Because of your cyst?
Well, I guess I should tell the story behind this a little
bit. Yeah, there's a story behind every cyst.
There's a story behind a cyst.
A cease and assist is probably what they should have done to me. I was, so about a year ago, I took a trip to
Nashville.
To Nashville.
So wait, is this the thing from when the guy punched you?
Well, I don't know. That's what we're getting at. I'm there and I'm with a couple buddies and we had a few cocktails enough, if that's what you want to call it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was the end of the evening and I was a bit inebriated and
a bit,
I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had separated from my group, which is never good.
Ooh.
Bad idea, Gene.
And I was at a bar that was probably maybe like a block from my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys I was with were like, we're crashing. I was like, I'm going to stay for one more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing me, you know, I was just going to find myself getting into trouble, talking to randoms on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of stuff, you know? Yep. Hey, let me take a picture with you, some guy. Girl.
You're hammered. Everybody's your friend. You're like, I can stay out late. I'll meet new people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a good
idea.
And
there was a group of females walking by, and they happened to have, like, you know, there were like two or three guys in the pack with them. At this point, I may have said, you know, I don't know if I whistled or if I said, you know, like, hey, you know, one of those things.
Uh-huh.
Anyways,
What are you, Yogi Bear?
Fat Albert's pickup line. Yeah. Hey.
A fist came over the shoulder of this girl. I don't know if it was her boyfriend or what, but I kind of saw it coming. You know, it was like telegraphed. I was like, oh, this guy's throwing a punch.
At you.
Yeah, and I kind of leaned back. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if I had just stayed there, he would have crushed me. And as I leaned back, he got me, like, he grazed my chin and got me in, like, the side of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
guy.
At the beginning of the trip, our sales manager, he gave a speech, and the speech was when we were all having dinner in this restaurant beforehand. He's like, oh, you know, everyone have fun tonight. You know, I just got one thing for you. Don't pull a CEM tonight.
CEM?
And we were like, a CEM. And all he said was a career ending move.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, in other words, he knew that we're in a big party town. We're being hosted by a big liquor supplier and we're drinking lots of alcohol for free.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And when free booze and lots of beautiful women and great music is around, you're probably going to get in trouble. If you don't behave yourself.
Yeah, that's when you need Dalton around.
Yeah, that's when you need Dalton.
Got to be nice.
And I just kind of, you know, like I saw the punch coming at me, and all I could think of was CEM, career ending move.
Right.
Yep. And I just like leaned back, and I took the punch.
And assist for him.
And I literally just, like, I turned around and just, like, started walking back towards the hotel. I was like, I'm not going to get back into a confrontation with this guy. If this guy chases me, it's a different story because he threw the first punch or whatever. But he didn't. He just kept going. The next day, my neck was, obviously, my neck and my chin felt a little bruised. But, well, you know, nothing that a little alcohol couldn't fix as the trip continued.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until, like, a week later I started noticing, like, this little bump on the left side of my chin.
Right.
And I'm like, what is this thing?
You know,
and it felt like a tiny little pebble.
Right.
It wasn't, like, anything serious of it until probably... I don't know, like a week ago.
Yeah, but didn't you say that you noticed that like no hair was growing there anymore?
Yeah, like, I didn't get like all of a sudden there was no facial hair growing in that like spot.
And that's the exact spot he punched you?
Exact spot.
Where is he wearing a ring?
No. No. Not that I remember. But I was like, okay, so what the heck's going on?
Was he wearing brass knuckles?
No, no.
He hit you pretty hard.
I would have crushed this guy if I got him alone. I would have, you know, hockey styled
sure.
him.
Sure. That's what the guy who got punched in the face always says.
That's true, Clay.
I took his best. That's all he had. Hey, Dalton, I took your best.
He infected you with something.
So he
implanted a tiny diamond in your jaw.
I guess so.
He did you a favor.
And I didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd mentioned something to you or mom or dad that, hey, there's this thing on my chin and it kind of feels weird on the left side of my jaw. Anyways, after that, I didn't think anything of it until like a week ago. I noticed it like got bigger.
The bump got bigger.
All of a sudden it was a bump. And it started, I was like, okay. And then I had a little bit of a sore throat, which I still do. And I start Googling this stuff, you know, like WebMD and stuff. And
well,
I
was that
like,
that's never a good idea.
No.
Yeah. And then
what
I'm
did
like,
it say? It said you had cancer.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, do I have cancer? You know, this is a symptom of cancer.
Started Googling stuff. You ended up at the hospital.
I ended up in the ER. That's to say, it was Friday afternoon. I'm like,
and they sent you home.
No, I go to this guy and he's like, what's the problem? And I, you know, tell him the story. Like, hey, I've
been. You told him that whole story?
Yeah. I mean, as a doctor, he should know, okay, there was. So, because I was looking at this, that sometimes a cyst on the side of the face can be caused by any form of trauma there, too. They did say that you know, it causes a bacterial infection of the cells there, whatever, you know. I've done some research on this, as you can tell. But
but did you ever have like a cut on your face?
No, never.
Right.
Never.
So that's strange.
I went to the ER, and because I'm an idiot and I don't have a general practicing doctor right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there, and the doctor looks at me and he's like, you know, I think you're probably okay. Let's stick a needle in it. You know, let's see if we got anything in there. Try to drain some pus or whatever. You know, nothing like that.
Yep.
He's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. He's like, I'll give you doxycycline monohydrate, dioxycline.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That stuff's dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on that, and that's supposed to help with any sort of bacterial infection. Because I started thinking it was a gland issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could this be really? Because sometimes they do say you can get a cyst or anything like that if you have a, I think it's a submandibular gland or something like that.
Sure.
So I've done it. Yeah. So that's where I'm at now, and I've been on the medication for about 3 days, and I'm getting frustrated because it doesn't seem to be. It's gone down.
You need
down
to go to
a
gland specialist.
Yeah, that would be an ear, nose, and throat doctor, probably. Yeah.
Or dermatologist.
ENT.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go schedule those appointments. I never thought that something like this would be, you know, 5 doctor visits. I do not like going to the doctor.
Hey.
I don't think anybody does, but.
You know
this
what?
This is something we gotta get taken.
You know
care
what? You know what that one up to alcohol.
The doctor could say to you, Bill.
What's that?
He'd say, "Hey, listen, take a step away from me. I'm gonna hit you real hard in the jaw, and not only is the hair gonna come back on your chin, it's gonna come back on your head."
You know what he might
say? I'll take that punch. Then
actually, he might tell you to go home and dunk your face in a giant bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
That could happen.
Yeah, because if you have skin issues, oatmeal is very good for
it. It actually is.
Yeah. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, in case any of our listeners have never picked up on that before. You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love-to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836, 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah.
We're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC.
Back with Billy Sist.
We tried. Yeah, right. Cecil the Sist. Clay, you said you wanted to name
it Cecil.
Yeah,
I'm going to name it Cecil.
Yeah, well, Cecil better be gone pretty soon.
Cecil the Sist?
Cecil's a good name. You don't hear too many people naming their children Cecil anymore, do you?
Maybe I'll name my next kid Cecil.
Cecil O'Brien? I like that.
Be a center fielder.
You know, sure. What I, the only thing that when
or
I
a priest, Father Cecil.
What was who was the football player?
Chuck Cecil.
And then was there a baseball player, Cecil Cooper?
Cecil Fielder.
Cecil.
Cecil or Cecil?
Is it Cecil or Cecil?
Mm-hmm.
It's Cecil.
I just remember, you know, the only thing, I have a couch at my house still that I remember my dad, it used to be in his office.
Yeah, he said, Cecil Partee.
Where'd you get that couch? He went, Cecil Partee. I think Cecil Partee was a former alderman in Chicago.
Politician or something, yeah.
Very
we
nice.
Tried a new thing out tonight. We're videotaping the show.
Yeah.
From a very wide angle.
Yep.
Clay, this was your idea. You said we got to get more stern with it, start putting these up on YouTube for everybody to watch.
Simulcast.
Yeah.
People are into the simulcast. Hey.
Bill, can we get a close-up shot before the end of the show of that cyst for all the YouTube people
right
out there?
Here.
Yeah, it's right
not
there.
It's not that big.
You know what? You've got a cyst amongst your Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the Georgie's around.
Yeah. The Georgie's there to protect the cyst.
Protecting the cyst. The Georgie is there to protect the cyst.
If you have goiter, grow a Georgie.
Yeah,
you
know, hopefully it doesn't get the goiter status.
You guys make fun of this.
What if it gets the goiter status?
You guys get a cyst, I believe.
I'm not making fun of your cyst.
I got cysts all over my body. Don't worry about it. What if it gets the goiter status? What are you going to do? You paying in panic mode?
I'm getting the heck out of Dodge.
You are? Well, then
know.
You will truly have a face for radio at that point.
Yeah, no, I'll have to go somewhere where goiters are accepted. Is there anywhere where a goiter is like, hey, look at that goiter.
We're all going on a goiter holiday. Come on.
Probably somewhere in
India. Has anybody ever looked at it? Someone and gone, that's a beauty of a goiter.
Somewhere in India.
Julie's goiter. Hers is not as cute as John's. John's got a beautiful goiter.
How do you spell goiter?
G-O-I-T-E-R, I think.
Is that correct? I gotta look it up. Goiter. You're right. Yeah. American Thyroid Association. To all our friends out there that have goiters, no, you know, no offense. Just a little fun with the words.
It's like a goiter. It is pretty much like a giant cyst, isn't it?
I don't think
you
Bill.
Think of something.
No, a goiter's a goiter. Come on.
There's all kinds of stuff
don't
associated
start confusing
with thyroid
the audience
problems.
With this stuff.
A goiter is a swelling of the neck or larynx resulting from enlargement of the thyroid gland associated with a thyroid gland that is not functioning properly.
There you go.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah.
I heard...
you know who had a goiter for, like, Frank Beamer, the coach of Virginia Tech? You never see him? He's got a goiter.
He has something going on there.
Yeah, something going on. What's with your neck? Got a goiter?
What are we running today?
Right. You guys still in the dime?
You know, I can't make fun of this, because what if a goiter, what if I got one?
Then you'll be known as the goiter.
If you
guy.
Have one, then you're definitely going to have to make fun of it. That's gallows humor. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get through it.
You got wear it proud.
When you guys get your goiters, tell me if you're wearing them proud. All right,
I'll cut mine out.
Listen, I'm going to Mexico later this summer, and I'm bringing my goiter with me.
Yeah,
I'll cut mine out with a pocket knife.
I'll go to a Mexican plastic surgeon, get it taken off.
Probably be a better deal than it would
spend
be in the States.
$29.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I want to, God bless the unions after going to the ER.
Yeah, you got good insurance.
Yeah, there was no copay when I walked out of there. And an ER, which normally would be like,
thousands.
Yeah. And then when I got the prescription, the medication, it was $1.19.
God bless.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Well, you got goiter problems. You know what I got problems
with? I have goiter problems? Let's get something straight. I do not have a goiter. I have goiter problems? No.
All right, so you have a baby goiter. You have a zit that's been giving you trouble that you're freaking out
about. Yeah,
you know what it is?
Zit.
It's probably an ingrown hair you spit.
It's probably something of that sort. Yeah,
It'll be gone in 6 months.
I want to take a pocket knife and cut it open and be what's in there?
Go Bruce Willis on it.
Yeah.
Why does Bruce Willis?
I didn't know he was popping zits with pocket knives.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah. That Bruce Willis popped that zit with a pocket knife, man.
He would.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have an ailment.
What's your ailment?
My pits won't stop sweating.
Come
man.
On.
It's driving me nuts.
Could be a gland issue.
You probably set something loose in Vegas.
Maybe. But I'm sitting at my desk at work today, and I had a cup of coffee,
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that'll activate the pit sweat, right? A little stress, whatever. But I wasn't that. There's nothing.
I don't drink coffee.
There's nothing to be
know.
Stressed about. Sit at my desk, and the guy, my cubicle buddy, goes, "Everything okay?" I go, "Yeah, I guess." And he goes, "Look at your shirt." I look down.
Yeah.
It looked like I had just run a marathon. My pits had sweat completely through my shirt.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't even go. I was like, "What am I going to do? I can't take my shirt
off." You got backup.
No backup shirt.
Gotta have a backup in the office.
I was going to the bathroom and going in the stall and wiping my pits down every hour. It was
like an animal.
It was the strangest thing that's happened to me. And it's happened to me 3 days in a row.
This week?
Yeah.
Might be time to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Is it hotter in there?
No, it's like room temperature.
Do you drink
but
water?
But it's weird. I get home and then there's no pit sweat. It's when I'm at work. It's like a weird thing. Like maybe I have some weird psychological phobia going on or something, that's making my heart race or who knows, stress perhaps.
Is there something you're eating there every day that could be triggering this? Or drinking?
Yeah, I mean granola bars, who knows,
Are you drinking water?
Granola bars make your pits sweat.
They could, you never know.
You don't drink water?
Yeah, I do. I drink water.
Maybe you're drinking too much.
I don't know. And then I say that to my wife. She goes, "You're always sweaty. What are you talking about?"
Between...
I go, "Oh, thanks. I'm always sweaty."
Between your cyst and your sweat, you guys are a couple of darlings.
So. Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
What do I got?
What's your ailment, Clay? You got a new ailment?
I got an itchy scalp.
Itchy scalp?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't like that one either.
Everybody, as you get older, people start talking about their ailments.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. Uncle Paul, he loves talking. "Did you hear about Joyce? Got cancer about it." I had 30-minute conversation about it. Always doom and gloom. Never. Everybody's getting sick. Everybody's croaking. There's a new ailment.
Oh,
it's
going
to happen.
And everybody
though.
Becomes a doctor in their own right,
Right.
"No, Jimmy had melanoma of the so-and-so, and that's the reason why he's got this and that and this. I've been around. I had a couple friends who had that, And it's you don't know what you're talking about."
We are old.
I know.
We're on talk radio.
We are.
come on.
That's true.
That's the new fad. Podcasts are hip.
Sure. Mm-hmm. People are listening again.
People started listening. They turned the TVs off and they started listening.
They turned off the car dash.
"Hey, I don't want to watch that. I want to hear about Cecil the cyst."
So you guys had an exciting weekend, sweating and popping zits on your face.
Yeah, popping zits, sweating, drinking beers. I had a guy on
drinking beers, popping zits, sweating.
I had a guy on
everything I did as a teenager.
Yeah,
you had
it
a guy
was.
What?
It was 17 revisited.
God bless.
It was on 17 revisit. We had a guy in the bar on Friday night. He got a little agitated. He'd probably been overserved.
Yeah.
But I had started.
Whose fault was that?
Hey, he was already loaded by the time I got there. I remember talking this happening around 10 o'clock at night. I started the shift at 8, so I maybe served him 3 beers.
Oh, this was at Duffy's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got all angry. And when did this become a thing? When did guys think that this was going to... Like,
what?
He rips his shirt off.
In the
bar? He's like yelling at some guy.
Like the Hulk?
He like pulled it like one-handed, like reached around his... Reached, like over his back and just like...
Like, like it's shirts and skins now.
He took his shirt off. He didn't rip his shirt off.
Yeah.
He
took it off.
Hulk.
No, you're right. He didn't rip it. But
that would be more impressive. That's pretty hard to do.
I don't think he was that. But I mean, still, even in a bar, do the one-handed, like, just whip the shirt off like that. And he goes, you want some of me?
That's when you just finger the bouncer and go, out.
Well, the guy was kind of like, I don't know, it depends. And I was like, oh, great. You know?
It depends.
Depends on what?
And because the guy,
the shirtless guy
was yelling at a guy who easily was with two other guys.
Depends. You got a pistol on
him? They could have squashed him. You know, it was like, that's why they were like, I don't know. Depends on how bad you poked the bear, shirtless guy.
I would love to work there on like St. Patrick's Day as the bouncer and just annihilate people.
Just was like, I started laughing.
You got to be
behind
nice.
The bar and I was like, oh, great. And the new bartender turns to me. She's like, is this really happening? What is there, a full moon tonight? And I was like,
there is.
I don't know. But this is like being 17 again. That's for sure. It was like, you know. Just the way he went, you want a piece of me? Like flexing his muscles. Like, there were no women there. You know, it wasn't like he was, you know, he was showing off the guns that he wanted.
When you wish Van Damme gets off a bar stool. And just
that's when Dalton just comes in and says, no, my friend. You know,
no, my friend.
I don't know. What would Dalton do? What would Dalton do?
Listen, yeah, Dalton wouldn't be caught dead in Duffy's.
Are you kidding me? He'd be amazing in Duffy's. No.
Everyone would be nice.
Be nice,
Dalton's. They just had their like 27th anniversary of that film being released.
Yeah, no,
I went to the Rolling Stones exhibit.
Oh yeah.
Patty and Bill
at Navy
Pier. How was that? I noticed you're wearing a Rolling Stones T-shirt.
That's
right
coincidental.
Now. Yeah,
that was not planned.
Where is that exhibit? It's down
Navy Pier.
Yeah. Okay.
Who'd you go with? You bring your wife and kids?
Just my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a lot of memorabilia, guitars, drums.
Are they playing the Stones while you're walking around and stuff?
Yeah, there's constant movies going on about like different historical stuff.
And now, is this like a thing that is going to tour the country, or is it just specifically here in Chicago?
I don't know about it, if it's touring the country, but it's definitely at like select cities.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it everywhere, ads and billboards and all that kind of stuff. That's cool.
It's something to see because they have like all the stuff they wore and. It's
and what is like the is there like a commemorative meaning behind this? Is there like an anniversary behind it, or is it just like no, we just want to put on this whole thing?
I think it's like the first time they've ever exhibited like all their
collective
gear,
stuff
okay. from over the years.
All right,
so it's like the Rolling Stones Hall of Fame on tour kind of deal.
That's correct.
But it has to stay kid friendly. It's not like hey, these are Bianca Jagger's panties from 1981.
No, yeah, it's definitely kid friendly. They have like some mock-ups of like what their apartment looked like when they were like starting out, so it was like garbage everywhere. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
And
there's the hole that Keith punched in the wall.
Exactly. And then they had like a full studio set up with like all the stuff in it from the 70s. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, it's like a big. And then they had like all the original Warhol artwork. And
sure. Glimmer Twins.
Pretty sweet.
My wife's leaving me for the weekend for 4 days. She's going to Mexico.
Chihuahua.
To her friend's wedding.
Does that scare you?
No. I couldn't afford to go. I couldn't do it. I would just, you know, destination weddings, Clay? No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it to people. It's rude.
It is rude.
That's the way I feel. No.
It's true.
It is. Well, when you're young and single and someone invites you to a destination wedding, you're like, ooh, nice. You know, I might have a little petty cash laying around. Be fun.
Right.
Get away for the weekend. But as you're getting older and the rest of your friends have children at this point, and you go, hey, we're getting married in Aruba, you know, everybody goes, no, you're not. I'm not going.
I wouldn't go if you were getting married in Joliet.
My wife's friends, like all of them, they all get married in foreign countries. It's like, can we go back to getting married in Oak Brook, please?
Not Greece.
You know?
But
it's insane.
But you're 7 years older than your wife, aren't you?
I know, yeah.
So you have to remember that, friends are finally just at that age where some of them are just getting married. Not a lot of their friends probably are married with kids yet. Some are, but not the majority.
Yeah, but why do they all have to get married in a different country?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you on that.
You know, it's like one thing where it's like, hey, we're going to a wedding. It's in Itasca. We'll go to Crate and Barrel, a couple $100, in and out, all done. You know?
because Instagram pictures look better with the sunset.
Yeah, right?
An ocean view.
Yeah, this is true. Right.
That's basically it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, so, Instagram pictures look better when you have a
destination. You know what you should do is go to the Rolling Stones thing by yourself while your people are gone.
No, I'm going to have my children.
Well, you can drop them off at your parents' house.
That's not going to be the case. My parents did say they would help me out. They're like, hey, if you need a break, you know, we'll take them for a little while.
Come by my house, too.
Sure.
Have a picnic. Bring my Alpine you owe me.
Yeah, I'll bring all of them. Yeah. I think I owe you like four of them.
There's two, I think, two.
But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, have you been to any destination weddings? I went to one of them last time. My wife's friend Taylor got married.
Yeah.
And that was in Cancun. And I was like, that's a good deal. I'm going. You know?
Sure.
Now my wife's friend Amy's getting married, who I adore. She's a wonderful person. And her husband's a great guy too, Jake Riley. But they're getting married in like this little small remote town where her father grew up, right?
Sure.
It's not a resort town. It's not really a vacation community.
Right.
I have another wedding that I'm supposed to go to that's in like Acapulco or something like that. No, in like 3 or 4 months down the road, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Another one of Haley's friends.
Uh-huh.
And I committed to going to that one, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I had to choose between the two. And I said, well, if I'm going to pony all the money up to go to Mexico, I'm going to the vacation community, you know?
Smart.
Got to do it, right?
Right.
So that was my logic.
I just didn't want
my wife's friend to feel offended that I was like, no, I can't go.
I went to one in LA. Right. It was pretty good.
LA I could do. That's fine. You know?
It was fine. It was low key, laid back.
When you start whipping out the passports, then you're like, yeah, all right.
You know? But I agree. Destination weddings, like, don't even bother.
I've never been invited to one. So I could
You're lucky. It's like jury duty.
It is. Clay, you've been to everybody's wedding. Everybody invites you to their wedding. It's like one of the things I've noticed about you.
I dread it.
You do get invited to a lot of
You get invited to weddings of guys that we haven't seen in like 20 years.
It's one of my most hated things to do, is go to a wedding.
It's like really you hear about JoJo Starbuck, Clay's going to his wedding. You're like, no kidding. You know?
Yeah, Zach Celentano, Clay's going to his wedding.
Clay's standing up in his wedding.
Standing up. I'm actually, this is wedding season. We are getting into this season now. We're getting closer to, obviously, Memorial Day weekend. My parents' wedding anniversary this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So,
God bless.
Yeah, yeah. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. What is it, 38 years? Yeah.
39.
This is 39. Wow.
Yeah.
So next year, we're going to have to do something cool for him.
Yeah. Blimp.
But yeah.
Taking a Zeppelin somewhere.
It's wedding season, and I did my first tux fitting. I'm standing up on a buddy's wedding, so I had to do a tux fitting last Saturday.
How'd that go?
Fine, but you're all correct. I can see this is going to be a reoccurring trend of just dumping money every other weekend into this. Every weekend it's going to be something new.
If I could, I'd respectfully decline to go to all weddings.
You can. It's an option.
I know, but you can't.
No one does it, though. I'm going to start doing it more.
So I look
Sorry, thank you, but no.
I look forward to the food. That's my thing.
Yeah.
The hors d'oeuvres. But I've been to weddings.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding with, and it was my wife's friend.
Right.
Right.
And I went to the wedding, and they had bowls, like styrofoam bowls of like Doritos and like pretzels and like.
Sounds good to me.
Like, you would love it, but I was looking for like something hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you don't have any quiche? It's just Doritos.
You got like spring rolls or something? You're gonna give me a bowl of Doritos that you found?
I like that guy's style. He's like, everybody bring quiche, put Doritos out for the guests. Great idea.
It was like bottom of the bag.
Some Spanish peanuts and some Doritos out there.
That's exactly what it was. It was that mix. You know what mix I'm talking about.
Right, I've seen it at the bar at Duffy's like on every Friday night.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I've seen
bar mix.
Because Bill and I work weddings at the Carlton Hotel in Oak Park. We've seen just about every kind of variation you can see.
Sure.
From like somebody who wants to spend a ton of dough to a couple that, you know, doesn't want to do anything.
Right.
Like, how about the period piece weddings? Like the nerds that have like the costumes that, you know, like
the Renaissance.
Right. Like, what are you? Are they Civil War reenactors? No, they're theater students from, you know, a community theater.
Wabansie Valley.
In Springfield, Illinois, you know?
Yeah.
And, did you say Wabansie Valley?
I did.
They're from Wabansie Valley. No big deal.
I remember they all
dress like that out there.
They're all emos.
Like it's 1920.
I think they're all emos
of Wabansie Valley. It sounds like the name of a book.
It does.
By Judy Bloom.
No, by Mick Jagger. emos of Wabazi Valley.
What was the one thing that we saw that was really? I remember I've seen all. You know, the best is the guy though. Like he shows up with the jersey on.
I've seen that.
The groom?
No, like a guest.
Like a guy comes in with like his best, most like a pressed, dry cleaned like Dodgers jersey, like a LA Dodgers hat, like flat brimmed, and he's like, "What's up, man? Let me get a Coors Light." And I'm right. Like, "This is all you could do?
You play for the Dodgers, sir?"
He's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, that's what you want to say. Nice hit last night. Real nice, right up the middle.
Hey, you gonna go for the cycle tonight or what?
Shouldn't you be stretching?
But we did. I've done one wedding where we've seen a guy in a Bulls jersey. And I'm like, boy, couldn't wait to get into that Bulls jersey.
God
you know?
Bless. Let the guns out.
Yeah, it's like I don't like that guy either. Like after dinner, he goes immediately upstairs. He's got a pair of Bermudas and a dirty T-shirt.
After dinner, he rips off his pants and he's got the full Bulls uniform on.
That would be actually kind of cool.
I gotta get upstairs. Dribbling. I gotta get my Scottie Pippen outfit on.
I gotta get
back
to practice. I mean, keep it simple, people.
Gotta get my Scottie Pippen outfit on.
I've actually been lucky. I haven't had a lot of weddings. I didn't have a lot last year, and I don't think I have any this year.
I got one.
I'm good.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
all my people are done with.
Yeah, that's a relief.
The people who aren't married are gonna just probably stay that way for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like someone like me?
Just living the bachelor life.
We'll see what happens.
Flying around in F-16. Like, you never know.
Lightning could strike.
And I'm never getting married. I'm going to fly around in F-16s. You know what I'm saying? Eat Doritos.
Think about flying around in F-16s. I don't know. Is that what they fly in Top Gun?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you see that Tom Cruise just recently said that he's agreed to do Top Gun, the sequel, and they're going to start shooting sometime next year?
Yeah, hopefully it's his last film ever.
Last film ever.
That would be great.
Is Tom Skerritt still around?
Is Tom Selleck going to be in it?
Is Skerritt still around?
I think Skerritt's around. When did they cancel Picket Fences? Quickly.
We got what? Kilmer? Kelly McGillis is still alive. Is she going to be in this?
Kilmer is like 300 pounds.
Kilmer.
Oh, Val Kilmer. Val
Kilmer. Maybe he slimmed back down.
Have you seen pictures of Val Kilmer lately?
Slimmed back down?
He doesn't look right. He's ill. There's something wrong.
He's got Doc Holliday disease.
He doesn't have TB, but he does. I mean, there is something. He might have a goiter or a thyroid issue or something like that.
He's got six goiters.
It's a shame. I love Kilmer. Iceman?
He's good. No, you love
Real
him.
Real Genius
from,
is his best role.
You love him from Weird Science.
We're Real Genius.
Chris Knight, yeah. And William Atherton is also in Real Genius.
I just watched that.
Did you? You just watched Real Genius?
Yeah, probably like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Better role.
Where the popcorn in the house explodes at the end and the nerds invent the laser.
Better William Atherton role. Dr. Hathaway from Real Genius or Richard Peck from Ghostbusters.
It's essentially the same person.
Atherton has been the same person in just about every role he's ever done. Jerk. You're out! Now get out!
Jerk. Oh,
that's my Atherton.
I knew I was setting you up for that. You love doing your Atherton.
Can I do it again?
Go ahead.
You're out! Now get out!
Pretty
that's
good.
It's pretty close.
Is that it? And is that what he says? Now, is that from Real Genius? He says the night? Or you're finished night? I can't remember. I don't know.
Consider it done. Something like that. He's always like he's very kind of condescending. He's wonderful as Dr. Hathaway in that film.
Yeah. He's good. What's he doing tonight?
Atherton, what are you doing later? Want to go get a steak?
Absolutely not.
No!
It's always like very hard.
He's very good at yelling.
Yeah, he was typecast like at a young age.
We need a guy who's angry, who
we
has
need an angry redhead,
an angry redhead with a fairly effeminate scream, kind of yelled to him like Atherton.
Yeah, sounds good.
He's got a great first name, William Atherton. I'll take that.
You know what I did hear?
What'd you hear?
Our buddy Conor McGregor. Has signed the contract.
To fight Floyd Mayweather?
To fight Floyd Mayweather.
Well, right. So I think it's a boxing. Like, he's agreed to box. There has not been an agreement to a fight. It means
agree to box.
No,
I agree to box.
Yeah, it's not going to be. He's agreed to fight a professional boxing fight.
I'll take the gloves off my feet.
So it's not going to be an MMA fight. But now him and Mayweather now just have, they got to work out the details.
I agree, no footsies.
Yeah.
He signed the contract for the fight, the actual fight.
Okay, so now they're just waiting for Mayweather to sign?
Correct.
But they're going to have to talk dollars on this now, right?
Yeah.
Gosh.
But they're talking $100 million each.
Why not?
That'll be the last fight for both of them.
Easily.
But, you know, I think that there's a fear with Mayweather, and you never know what can happen.
If McGregor loses, he's done forever.
I don't know about that because he's not losing in
Ireland, and that'll be it.
But he's losing in the sport of boxing. He's not losing in MMA.
True.
So I think, and from Mayweather's camp's point of view,
it depends on how he loses.
Right.
If he gets knocked out in like 10 seconds, McGregor,
yeah,
you won't see him for a while.
No, yeah, but it vindicates boxing.
True.
So because like boxing right now is definitely behind the MMA. I mean, right. As far as all popularity. You know, the money and the popularity. So boxing needs a comeback.
Sure.
Now, Mayweather,
Mick Conlon's doing.
Well, I'm sure. Right. Yeah. So I'm sure that Mayweather would love to be the guy to give boxing that comeback.
Right.
But at the same time, if he gets his butt kicked by, if he gets knocked out by McGregor, boxing's in trouble.
Yeah.
It would be hilarious.
But as far as the money that you saw in the past for boxing, the prize fights won't be there like they are.
McGregor can even knock him down once.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment.
I think he can. I mean, there's people. You need an incredible amount of endurance to go in a boxing ring and go for the long rounds, and you do for the UFC stuff too. But it's quicker fight. You think so?
Well, if it's 5 minute rounds in UFC, it's 3 minute rounds of boxing.
Yeah, but UFC fights don't go for like 12 rounds.
But UFC boxing, you're getting choked to death.
That's true.
I'm getting kicked.
You're getting elbows to your stomach.
Yeah, you know? This is true.
It's vicious.
Yeah. Anyways, I'd love to watch the fight. I hope it goes down.
Yeah, me too.
There's no point in boxing where someone's choking you where you can't breathe.
Yeah, I want William Atherton to be in McGregor's corner.
Fight!
Fight!
Oh my gosh.
You're doing it wrong.
Ready? Fight!
Yeah.
I can see it now.
What else is going on, fellas?
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be strange.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I wonder if our listeners even know who William Atherton is.
They knew. He's Walter Peck. He's the EPA inspector from Ghostbusters.
Right.
He's the guy who gets all the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
He's got a beard,
melts
red hair
on him
beard.
At the end of the year. Yeah, he's got a red hair and beard.
Classic 80s jerk.
Right. What is the magic word?
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
That's right. Yeah.
It's the whole scene from Ghostbusters. May I please see the storage facility? Dr. Franklin. Why do you want to see the storage facility? Because I want to know more about what you do here.
Okay. Are you gonna do the whole scene?
Frankly, there have been a lot of wild stories in the media.
Yeah.
Everybody, watch Ghostbusters.
I can recite
the guy who's the biggest jerk in the whole movie. That's who we're talking about.
And he's a wonderful actor.
Hey, have you seen this craze, these things, bompers?
Bompers?
Yeah, the bompers?
Is that, am I pronouncing it correctly?
They're rompers for men. They're like unitards.
It's ridiculous.
No one's wearing those.
Yeah, they are. There's bros wearing those all over Cancun this summer.
Maybe
you know?
At like fraternity.
Guaranteed there's going to be some dorks in Lincoln Park, like walking around.
No one's wearing that to like a job interview.
I would hope not yet. Not yet is right. Yeah.
Got a press. You'll see you got a wedding with one. Press bomper at the wedding.
Pressed bomper.
Bulls bomper.
A bull's bomper? Is that what they were calling these things?
It's called a romper.
A romper?
A romper.
Yeah, a romper's a girl thing.
Rompers. Okay.
Bro rompers, right?
Yeah.
You should get
a romper.
Bill, can you wear one? Wear one to the fight on Friday. See what happens.
Actually, if you had your media credentials and wore it at the fight on Friday, you'd probably have a lot of cameras on you.
I'd be on television.
Walk out with four black eyes.
Wore like a bromper that was just like white with like little shamrocks all over it.
With a big gold chain.
Wear like a pair of penny loafers and be like, come on, Mick!
You'd be annihilated.
Somebody would kill me. Yeah. I would pour a beer over that guy's head. I'd be like, hate this guy.
Put an Irish flag over your face and punch you 1,000 times.
Like, just come behind me with the Irish flag and choke me out with it.
Take that, romper boy.
Oh, yeah. But that's the craze.
Yeah, what about those spinny things? That's the other craze.
The fidget spinners?
Yeah.
Charlotte's got a fidget spinner. Of course I got one. They have them at 7-Eleven. They're everywhere
all
of a sudden.
Yeah, $7.
I know.
What's up with that?
I don't know. They came out of nowhere.
We were so behind the gun at Billy's Toys on this kind of stuff.
I had a great idea.
What?
Billy's Toys. It's more of like a business proposition. Okay. I'm sick of waiting behind people in 7-Eleven for Lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Guys are probably both.
I know my numbers.
No, I'm not the guy that's like, let me get a box.
Yeah, this guy today was like just over the top. Like,
he thinks he's going to beat the Lotto.
Like, there's no one standing behind him.
It's like, sir, buy one ticket. If it happens, it's like lightning strike.
Aside, let me get my Reese's and we can all be happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you just open stores that it's just Lotto. That's it. You go there.
Just a Lotto store.
Take them out of the 7-Elevens, out of everywhere, and you build independent storefronts that is just Lotto, just for the Lotto people.
Or they should build kiosks where guys can just enter their own number.
There's a lot of those people go and get Lotto, and they're not getting anything else.
Well, that's what the Illinois Lottery created, the online Lotto
for. That doesn't, no. These old timers, they want to feel that they want to feel the ticket.
They still want to take the pencil, fill in
the
dots.
But scratch offs too. Yeah. Put those in there. Give me a storefront with everything. Call it Just Lotto.
Just Lotto.
That's it.
The poker machines, we can have those in there.
Yeah.
Scratch offs.
You can have a horse in there.
Alcohol, horses.
You just have a horse going.
There's a horse in there to give people the smell of the track.
The horse goes.
You have a racehorse in there with like the huge roses thing on.
The horse's
name. To get everybody
name.
Excited.
The horse's name is Lotto.
Lotto the horse.
Pet the horse. Get a scratch off.
People are petting the horse for good luck.
We'll give you the. We'll give you a little water with like the little cucumber in it. You know, they do like hotels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, separate it out. Get it out of 7-Eleven. Cause I gotta.
Dude, a hotel water, the cucumber water.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. They have cucumber water at hotels now.
Fancy hotel.
Yeah.
They'll have like.
Instead of having lemon in your water at dinner.
They have a big, like, nice glass cooler, like a water cooler.
Yeah. Packed with cucumbers.
Packed with fruit and cucumbers and crap, and then you get the water, and it's like, ooh.
Nice.
There's crap in the cucumber.
There's cucumbers. There's all sorts of stuff. Pig heads.
Pig heads, cucumbers, dog turds, real good
Skittles.
Stuff. Skittles.
No, Mambas. I experienced it and I was really taken aback.
It's usually by a pool area.
Yes. Right?
Thank you, Mike.
That's okay. Very true. It is okay. By a pool. They like to refresh you.
Yeah.
Well, you staying out in the pool.
Oh, man.
Possible. Ice cold Skittles.
I had it
Skittles
in Hawaii. When I was in Hawaii, it was a very Hawaiian thing.
Did they have any Mambas?
They did have
What's
Mambas.
Mamba?
That's something you get out of the vending
machine. A mamba is a taffy, tropical taffy fruit.
Tropical taffy.
A tropical taffy fruit? You mean candy? It's not real fruit. It's fruit-flavored taffy is
what you
mean.
Get it like the movie theater.
It's a mambo, dude.
A mamba or a mambo?
It's a mamba.
It's a M-A-M-B-A, right?
Yeah, mamba.
They're very good. I've had them.
I remember as you were a kid, like, give me a pack of mambas.
They're kind of a spin on the Starburst.
A spin on the Starburst.
Yeah, tropical Starburst.
Yeah.
But they're bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger.
If you're going to the store, make sure you pick up some Starburst.
my French roommate.
Yeah.
Paddy, if you go to the store, please pick up Starburst.
Yeah.
You got it, Orion.
Orion.
I don't know why his name's Orion.
Because there was a French kid that we met on the beach in Long Beach when we were kids.
When we were kids.
Orion.
I know.
We thought it was Orion. Weird.
Every French guy, his name was Orion. Every French, I'm Orion. I gave him a brogue. He's French.
We met a French kid when we were like young kids up in Long Beach. And he was like, he didn't speak that much English. We're like, what's your name, man? He's like, Orion.
My wife used to work for a French guy named Jean.
Oh, yeah. How did we get on the French? Oh, yeah, he wanted a pack of Mambas? Yeah. Oh, no, he wanted Starburst.
Clay has a French roommate that wants Starburst.
I have a Russian roommate that wants Mambas. Maybe we should get him into a ring together and have him punch it out.
Billy, where are the Mambas?
Okay. Great. All right, on that note, we're due for a commercial break. You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. We'll be back after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Oh man, is that annoying.
It's the best. It's huh? McCann's, the McCann's jingle.
The McCann's violins.
We're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM. Those are the call numbers. Before the break, Mike, our engineer, suggested to me, who's the bigger 80s movie actor villain, Paul Gleason or William Atherton? Thoughts on this? Bill's like, who's Paul Gleason?
I know who Paul Gleason is. He's the principal from
Breakfast Club.
He's also in Van Wilder. He made a little comeback in Van Wilder there, too.
I don't remember Van Wilder very well.
Bill references that movie quite a bit.
I know. He loves that Van Wilder movie.
Bill wishes he was in Van Wilder.
You are Van Wilder. I mean, this guy was nuts. He was real Van Wilder. You know what I mean? He got it out of control.
You know my buddy Bill? What's he like? He's kind of like Van Wilder.
I said because what was the other guy? Curtis Armstrong was in Van Wilder.
No, you were talking about Reed or something.
No, I was... Yeah, maybe we were talking about Tara Reid, too. When she was cute, now she just looks like...
She looks like a piece of garbage.
Thanks. Did I just say that?
You know, she looks like a piece of garbage. Lovely. It's a nice thing to say.
No, she's cute, I guess.
She's adorable.
She's cute.
That Tara Reid is cute, isn't
she? Oh, that Tara Reid, cute.
Is it Tara or Tara?
I just found out about this broad, Tara Reid.
Real adorable. Cute.
Hey, I met a girl that looked just like Tara Reid. Knock my socks
off. Tara Reid now or Tara Reid in 1995?
Does it matter? I'm happy.
It don't.
Oh, yeah.
That conversation is happening somewhere.
It's the locker room talk at...
That's what Trump's talking to the Saudis about.
That Tara Reid? Cute. I'm going to buy you guys each a Tara Reid lookalike.
A Tara Reid film.
Yeah, put down the missiles.
I got you guys Tara Reid films, everybody. Little American Pie, a little Wilder. Some of her risque stuff. I got a Big Lebowski, yeah. Bunny, what's her name? What's her name in that movie?
Bunny. Something.
Bunny Lebowski.
No, it's not.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Sorry, did my Tara Reid reference throw you off?
Sure did.
You made the Tara Reid reference.
So now I got a question.
Go ahead.
So as everyone knows, we record this on Wednesday.
Right.
So we haven't gone to the fight yet.
Right.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
No,
the one that we referenced last week. This is
the
Mick
Conlon
fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, are you gonna wear fancy clothes to this thing?
No.
Or are you worried about sweating?
I'm gonna wear my Puma jumper jacket.
Okay.
And probably just a pair.
Hope you don't sweat it out.
A pair of runners, as they say.
A pair of runners, are you?
Some gym shoes.
What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, same type of deal. I'll bring a little Irish flag for me for Mick. Wave it.
You're going to bring a little one? I thought we were going to bring the big flag and kind of, you know, be that guy.
Whatever you bring, you got to hold on to.
I thought about bringing it.
I don't know. I got a huge one at home, but I mean, it would take like five people
to hold
it up. So
we can go wherever we want. We have access to anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm told.
I can go punch somebody right in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be.
I don't know if that'd be the venue to do that at, though.
You know what I love about this country? I can just go and punch somebody in the face if I want.
Nothing will happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Nothing will
happen. That's not true. That guy who punched the security guard in the face, he's in big trouble.
Who's that? Oh, the guy who the club kid, the guy, the drunk club guy.
The drunkard. We'll call him the drunkard.
That hit that woman?
Yes.
You mean? God, what a piece of garbage.
Yeah, he's in big trouble.
I know. He says, I'm real sorry about it.
10 years. Give him 10 years.
Like, and he should just be discharged from the Marines. Here's, I think he's in the Marines or something.
Yeah, yeah, or was a Marine. I don't know.
He's going to get a good 5 years just to think about it.
Oh, man. That's tough. It's a bad beat. It's what you get for hanging out.
That's a bad beat.
That's tough, pregnant pause. Bad beat.
That's what you get for hanging out in River North, you little pimp. Ooh, did I use it online?
Yeah, no, that's all right. You use it online, you use it on the air, too.
I mean,
yeah, don't get too drunk, dummy. Just like Bill getting grazed and assist.
Yeah, but I was in Nashville. I wasn't in River North.
It don't matter if you're on Mars.
Yeah. Grazed and assist.
Look at what happened because of your troubles.
Grazed and assist? Or no, it's Cecil assist with Cecil assist.
You got Cecil assist now because you fought a drunkard.
Yeah, I guess.
And this guy's going to the brig for 10 years.
You know, drunkards, yeah, it's scary fighting a drunkard because
it's got to be scary fighting anyone these days because everyone's like a super nut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got a gun.
Well, no, like that, or like they've been practicing ninjutsu off of YouTube in their basement. Like,
you're right about that.
I had the two guys, like the guys in Duffy's on Friday, and I was like, you guys are both in your 30s, all right? Give it up.
Did any of them look like they knew how to fight, or was it
no.
Just
well, one guy, yeah, I think probably would have taken this other guy and squashed him into a ball if he was really, like driven to want to fight this guy. But he had, luckily he had two friends with him who were just kind of like, this is a bad idea.
Every bar should have a boxing ring in the back with gloves and be like, you two, get up there.
Well, they were smart enough to be like, you want to take this outside? And I was like, good, get out of here, both of you. And I turned to the, you know, I was like, give me the keys, I'm locking them out. But at the same time, I was like, oh gosh, you know, we don't have a bouncer on, so if somebody gets hurt outside the bar, you know, then it's just like, the sad part about it is I knew both parties. And whenever that happens, you don't want to have to call the police. You know, I'm like, finally I did say, I was like, hey, if nobody cools it out, I'm going to call the cops. So you go that direction and you go that direction or just both get out of here. And then probably 25 to 30 minutes later, they were hugging each other.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. It's a total misunderstanding. That's when I'm like, I hate this job.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But then
it's just people. It's people. It's people pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, though. I hate you. I'll kill you. 20 minutes later.
Ever tell you a story about my uncle? You know?
Yeah. My uncle used to slap me around.
Yeah. He's the one who taught me how to. He's the one who. That's why I got this tattoo on my chest. You saw when I took my shirt off.
I got this tattoo of a pit bull on my chest. My uncle loved pit bulls.
Yeah.
That's very real. There's a lot of guys out there like that.
Hey, God bless him. You know, express yourself, guys
with,
fellas.
God bless the guys with pit bull tattoos. Holiday
bless.
Season.
This holiday season.
Yeah,
what's the next holiday?
Memorial Day.
What are you gonna eat, Billy?
For Memorial Day?
Yeah, Cheeto covered hot dogs.
Cheeto covered hot dog. Whoa. We might be on to something there.
Only at 7-11.
You know what
7-11.
I did see they have?
Like Cheeto, like the cheese dust. Like you put it on a grill and you like.
See, hold on.
Like,
don't get too excited. Don't get too excited.
I got
it. But it's somewhere. I think it's. I want to say Taco Bell. No. It's
Taco
like
Bell's
Burger
got the
King
Cool Ranch.
But now they have. It's like mac and cheese bites in Cheeto flake.
Uh oh.
It's called Cheeto Mac and Cheetos.
Mac and Cheetos.
Somebody's got it. You got to get on the blogs and see if you can track it down.
I just had a great idea.
Yes.
What is it?
Cheeto hot dog bun.
Ooh.
That's pretty impressive. Like full crunch.
Yeah, well, it's like a light crunch. We'll develop it. I got to get Chester to Cheeto on the phone.
You could probably get like
or Chester to Cheeto
5 gallons of Cheeto dust off of eBay somewhere in the world.
Hey, anybody know where I can get some Cheeto dust?
How much you need? Like 5 gallons?
Oh, mac and Cheetos. Oh, Burger King. Look out.
Get in there. Get some mac and Cheetos and then go directly to the bathroom.
I want a Cheeto bun.
Just in case, because it's coming. It's coming.
We could do a Dorito bun, a Cheeto bun.
Everything. Hostess cupcakes.
A Funyun bun.
Twinkie hot dog. Is a Twinkie hot dog been done yet?
It's a corn dog, essentially.
That's cornbread.
Yeah, but I mean, the dog isn't, you know, a creamy filling inside a hot dog? That sounds disgusting.
Creamy full hot dogs. Oh!
You mean like a Twinkie? Like you got the nice cake.
No, I'm saying a hot dog. Just cut a Twinkie, slice the Twinkie, and throw a hot dog in it.
It sounds disgusting.
You'd love it.
I don't know. Like a 2-year-old would be like, this is amazing. Because their taste buds aren't
true. Well, 2-year-olds eat like sticks of butter.
Yeah, they
do. They're psychos.
Yeah, get the kid a Twinkie hot dog. Keep him happy.
Yeah, kids are nuts.
I know.
Hey, I lost my friend John Martin. Remember John Martin?
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah,
he passed away.
John Martin.
John Martin was he founded the CALE, Chicago Area Alternative, or Chicago Alternative Education League.
Oh,
Chicago,
yeah.
Clay. He was a regular at Goldie's, wonderful guy. Used to go in there and hang out with him and always had words of wisdom for me.
Sure.
He was so
big
funny.
Big Cub fan, too.
Yeah, giant Cub fan. But just a wonderful guy, and he'll be sorely missed. And he gave back to the community quite a bit. So he made an impact on a lot of young people.
Sure.
Including myself. And I'm going to miss him. So my condolences go out to the Martin family.
Sure.
We'll miss you, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Godspeed to you.
Yeah.
We are heading towards the end of the show here. I was going to play a song.
What are you going to play?
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise, but it's Pitbull themed.
Is it Pitbull?
Yeah, it's Pitbull. It's Mr. Worldwide.
No, I can't play him.
Yeah, I'm going to play him for a minute.
No, come on.
I like him.
Play something classic.
Why are you playing Pitbull? I like him.
No. Obviously, I'm going to have these conversations with my kids someday.
Right.
Listen what? To Led Zeppelin. No, I like Pitbull.
No Fat Joe. No Pitbull.
No Fat Joe, no Big Pun, no Pitbull. You know the rules.
You know the rules.
Well, I told you we were going to get grounded if I found that Big Pun CD.
Where's the Irish Rebels tape I gave you?
Yeah.
For our listeners out there, if you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find past episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at freecrack.com. That's CRAIC.com. Free. Yeah,
that's right.
Or you can go to iTunes and search under Free Crack and find it there. This show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia.
Sure is.
Stick around after this program for the crack with Gino and Huli, Cooney and Huli.
There you go.
That show tapes live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 6 p.m. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions afterwards.
Yeah.
I actually enunciated that properly.
You did a great job.
I'm amazed.
It's because I took my time and I wasn't rushing towards the end.
You're
of
not
it.
Nervous. Yes.
No. You're out. Now get out, Atherton.
Oh, you know what I forgot to say? You know what's this weekend? Irish Fest at Gaelic Park.
That's right. Get over there.
Yeah, punch
get
somebody.
Have some drinks.
Have some drinks. Shetland pony rides.
Horses,
music, whatever. You know,
yeah.
They got it all. It's going to be a great time. Get out there. You know why? Because you're going to have the time of your life.
That's right. Yeah.
You know who else told you that?
Pitbull.
Pitbull. It's Mr. Worldwide. Until next week, we'll see you.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Ooh, I want the time of my life.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, baby.
Bartender, land on some sides, cause I'ma get loose tonight. She's on fire, she's so hot, I'm no liar. She burned up the spot, look like Mariah. I took another shot, told her drop, 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 drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk, dirty dance. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound, broke up with an ex, and I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her wanna ride out, and she said yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Wanna see that thing drop from the back to the front to the top. You know me, I'm off in the cut. Always like a squirrel looking for a nut. This is up for show. I'm not talking about luck. I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about
got lust. Yeah. Now let's get loose, have some fun. Forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night.